for that. We did not get refunded from OE, so we're just using some of the monies that we have to maintain that office until we get the private foundation to give us money for it, or to go to the tribal council and have them fund it. Put that on its own. So that is the organization of ONAO. This outfit here is presently in trouble because the council didn't like the way they're operating. And because of this very delicate relationship by contract, the board was able, as authority, to hire a fire director. But the council now is disenchanted with the director, and they've been trying to get him fired. And they tried several methods. And recently, they decided to cut off the funds up here. So that's what has happened now. The fund is cut out here, so it'll be a matter of days before these people begin to scream. But they think they can go directly to OEO and get the money instead of having to come to a council. So this is a sort of a hot area now for the ONAO people to be concerned with, the board, not these people here, because we need to know about it. It's a very delicate situation. It has a lot of overtone in every direction. So I think the board is doing a pretty good job in trying to maintain the effort. The important thing is that there are a lot of people here depending on the services of legal aid. Quite a few thousand who are now active clients of the attorneys who are employed by the program.
I should have asked you this before you raised the tribal structure, but where does NTUA?
That's it's under the enterprise. And the enterprise, then, when you get down to the enterprise section, they divide again. The enterprise section divides into things that the tribe runs itself, and the others, they have board of directors set up. Sawmill has its own board of directors, and NTUA has its own board of directors, and I think there's one more. But these two, NTUA is run by the board, and the board then reports to the advisory committee here, and then to the council. They hire the men. But it's all administered with tribal funds.
Are the members of the tribal council itself, are they elected?
Yes, the members of the tribal, there are 74 members in the council. They are elected every 4 years. At the same time, the tribal chairman is elected. Another election is a year and a half, 18 months from now. By districts. You notice that the land districts, there are 18 land districts on the Navajo Reservation. And each councilman represented from the district get together, and then they vote on the guy that's going to represent them from the area. So then the council ratifies this election, and then they become the advisory. One is through getting the land out for letting out for bid for prospective purposes. country to hunt for oil. And then when the oil is discovered, then the tribe enters into agreement with the oil company that every fifth barrel, or every sixth barrel, becomes the tribe. And the other comes in the country. So that's how they do it.
$5 million.
Is it just
the price of
the... No, it's drying out.
Oh,
it's running out of oil.
Is the mine running out also?
Yes.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm. When you first develop an oil field, you get a tremendous income for the first few years. But then, after you get the easy stuff out, you then have to work, you have to work out. It's more expensive. And also there are a bunch of incentives for developing new fields, tax incentives that make it very profitable the first few years. And after that, they drop off.
Yes?
Are they still hunting for more oil? It's likely all we found is that they're eating them on the streets.
I think they could discover some more oil and try to maintain that figure. In other words, the biggest oil reserve was down in San Juan Valley, in part of Utah and Farmington and Chip Drive down in that area. So they pretty well pumped quite a bit of it out of it. So that is going down every year. They closed down Captain Wells. In the meantime, they're coming in along the mountain range and over to the western part. Some previous surveys, they don't seem to expect too much in that area, not like they did in the river valley. So they'll probably discover more, but chances are it's going to just keep up at the level. Do the work, and then for them to tool up and try to do it. Although what you say is also correct, that the arrangement could be made where that eventually the tribe could take over. And it's fine, but I think there's a certain hesitancy on the part of the tribe for another reason. That the tribal is a government. Yet all of the land and all of its resources is held in common by all the people. So in a way, the council is administering what belongs to everybody. Whereas on the outside, there is no government oil, at least. In other words, if it's land discovered, oil discovered on your land, you do what you want with it, so long as you give something to the government. But here, if the tribe, like its NTUA, is sort of a government, it's a TVA, what it is, because it's not privately owned. It's tribal government owned. And I think that there's a great indecision here as to whether they try to go all out and own everything on the reservation, and just leave the rest of the Navajos just as laborers, or to develop entrepreneurship, so that what the tribe once owned could be given to individual Navajos in native land. It is also another sign. And they've been trying to do both at this point and decided which way to go, because there's great need for development, yet there has to be some reserve as to how far you go before you get into a communist situation.
What efforts have been made, say, at the cooperative level for water development? Or has the tribe approached the Corps of Engineers, or is that just too political to get involved?
Yes, the tribe has also, in the resources division, and I say livestock and land, in that area, they also have a groundwater development program. When the tribe had a lot of money, they just went all out, regardless anyway, and drilled for water and put up windmills. And they also done quite a bit of shallow well development. After they become, they have exhausted much of their money, then the PHS came in. PHS got some money, and then they began matching funds with PHS on 50-50 basis to develop shallow wells. But even that now has wind down. We find many of the windmills have stopped, and many of the shallow wells have stopped because of lack of maintenance. So there is some cooperation, but it really hasn't blossomed yet. BIA develops water, but it develops water for its own compound. In other words, it develops water for the school here, not for the community, for livestock, for anything else. They develop water down there, Tohatchee, for the school. And to some extent, many of these government agencies do that. Wherever they're going to set up headquarters, they develop water and everything else. Also, the tribe is trying to get water for the people and livestock. There is great need, as I see, for coordination and try to get the Corps of Engineers and these other people to get in. But as you said, maybe a lot of political technicality, which prevents the Corps of Engineers coming in. The fact that we live in three states also contribute to the problem, because New Mexico has its own rules, Arizona has theirs, Utah has theirs, and oftentimes the best way not to get entangled in many things is to do nothing. Really, when you get down to it, it is not duplication, because the tribe has its welfare set, but they only give it to those people who are not qualified in a BIA or state welfare program. Yet even that, there are probably many, many who just are in between. And you find that the tribe also has a youth employment program by something like NYC. We also have NYC program. The BIA also last summer started the youth employment program. But they all have different rules and regulations. The tribe caters to the college kids so that they would have money to go back to college without any income criteria. Whereas the ONEO NYC program directs its effort to those who are 16 and 21 years of age and have a family income of $3,000 or less. So they have the same name in many cases. Look like the same thing, but because of the rules and regulations made by different agencies, they're geared to different kinds of people. So when you have this method, there are bound to be some get. Some people, some section of the population may not be getting anything. Yes, the connection is that the tribe gives the trader the lease of the land on which he has agreed.